At Sea by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, narrated by Bill Wallach, for Pablo Neruda. The sea through the trees, distant, shining, the dark foreground, a stone wall with lichen. An old salt sits staring out at the sea. A wind sways the palms infrequently. Another day prepares for heat and silence. A small plane buzzing like a fly disturbs the sky. The air eats it. Far out on the slumbering sea, a trawler creeps along. The wind from the south blows the bait in the fish's mouth. The yawning sea swallows the trawler. The lichen lives on in its volcanic stone, taciturn, eternal, awaiting its turn in the turn of the sun. Never will I return here, never again breathe this wind on this far run in the reaches of morning where the sea whispers patience and salt. The sun scorches the sky and drops like a burnt out match into night. And I am an animal still, perhaps once a bird, a halcyon, who makes its nest at sea on my little flight across the little chart of my existence. Life goes on, full of silence and clamor, in the gray cities, in the far burgs, in the white cities by the sea, where I go on writing my life in neither blood nor wine. I still wait an epiphany by the petri dish of the sea, where all life began by swimming. But it's time now to give an accounting of everything, an explanation of everything, such as why there is darkness at night. Everywhere, the sea is rising. Am I to be drowned with the rest of them? All the animals of earth washed away in ocean, motherer and moitherer. In this tremendous moment of calamitous sea change, as our little world disappears in a tremor of ocean and fear, to the murmur of the middle of America, as imbeciles and neckties drop from the trees. No matter then, if I end up in a house of insurgents, or shoeless on Boston Common, or cast up clueless in my great Uncle Desire's beach house in St. Thomas, pardon my conduct, then, if I can't give you any final word, a final unified theory of existence, all thoughts subsumed in a one great thought, utopian vision. Humans with all their voices as myriad as the syllables of the sea have never been able to fathom man's fate. Now tell us why we are here. Still will we be free as the sea, to be nothing but our own shadow selves, beach bums after all, in future time, when nations no longer exist, and the earth is swept by ethnic hordes in search of food and shelter. Neither patient nor placid in the face of all this, In the sea of every day with its two tides, I run before the wind, immune to hidden reefs and harbors. Someone throws me crystal fruits in the shape of life preservers. Others wave from distant strands. Goodbye! Goodbye! Beached at last, bleached out, I would to the woods again, with its ancient trees that sing like sitars in the wind, wordless ragas. Shipwrecked ashore, at the mercy of avaricious gulls. And yet, we are still not born for despair. Spring comes anyway, and a gay excursion train appears. The ancient conductor with stovepipe hat and gold pocket watch greets us like long-lost passengers, gracing us with wreaths around our necks as arms of lovers insanely embrace us. Is there anything more to be said before they carry us off as dead while we're still dreaming, still in search of the bread of word, cast upon the waters, the dough that rises in the yeast of speech, in the written word, in poetry? Tracks upon the sand, left corralled hands of animals, cornered by mistakes and habitudes, and trains taken to mistaken destinations, or trips taken or not taken with angels of love to lower latitudes. Between two waves, the ocean is still, a silence of ages, lasting but a moment. Between two waves of emotion, as lovers turn to each other or away, love ebbs and flows, comes and goes, between two emotions, but surges forth again. With each new wave, but surges forth again with each new wave, as some sea creature from the deep breaks the surface with a leap. The sea roars, but says no more. Oh, the yarns it could spin, if it would, between its rages, under the eye of the sun, under the ear of the sky. Plunderers and pieces of eight, invisible cities, crystal skulls, petrified hulls, sailors' masturbations.